Vashakya.
Vashakya?
Yeah, to the one who gives it to drink. Yeah. Okay. So we are holding on the middle of Chof on the Bays, about a third of the way down the Yom, the line becomes Vinatira. We're in the middle of discussing the whole issue of Zenman and Vizela Chosser that we started discussing yesterday. One person is having Hana, is having a financial Hana from something, for example, living in somebody else's property. The other one is not losing because he wasn't going to be renting it anyway. What's the deal? By the way, the thing I mentioned yesterday about when Rami Bar Choma says to Rav Chisda L'chita Shamishli, I mentioned something that Rav Shimon Shtop says about it. I kind of misquoted it, though. I looked it up again. What he says is actually, the vort is, like this, if you hear something strange from a Talmud Chacham and you don't understand it, okay, you're likely to say, fine, I don't understand it, it must be wrong, forget about it. Mashenkin, if you consider him your Rebbe, then you'll take care to try and understand it more deeply. Rami Bar Choma wants to tell this amazing chiddush to Rav Chisda that this whole milui malyus, this whole great thing that you guys were discussing on this medrash, is actually in a Mishnah. He wants to make sure that, consider me your Rebbe, l'chit shamish, and that way, even if you find it hard to understand later, you'll still be mimic, you'll work on trying to understand it. Okay. All right, so anyway, like I say, we're holding about a third of the way down beyond the line between Vinatira. Okay. Tashma, come, let's try to prove from another case of Zenan or Zeller Chosser. A Mishnah says that in the last parak above Mitzvah, Habayis Bali Shal Shnayim Shenaflu, suppose you have a house and a second floor of the house, which belong to two different people. One lives on the ground floor, one lives on the second floor, and the house collapsed.
Shenaflu.
The house fell down, the house collapsed.
Not the house.
So now the one who lived in the second floor says to the guy on the ground floor, let's rebuild the house. I need my place back. But the guy on the ground floor doesn't want to. I have someplace else to live. I can't be bothered, whatever. Then the din is the one who used to live in the attic can build a one-story house, and he can live in it until the other guy pays him for his expenses, and then he'll build a second floor and everybody will go back to the way they were before. Which implies, the Gemara says, Yitziyosef the b'chayv le'balabayis. So what are we saying? The balabayis, eventually, when he decides, you know what, I do want to move back in, I'll give you your money and then you rebuild your second floor, yes, but he's only paying his expense. But we see from that the guy who was living in the attic and now is living in this ground floor, which effectively he's renting that for the time being from the other guy. We see though he's not required to pay rent for it.
Until the expense is.
That's a case of Zenan of Zelei Chosser. He's gaining because he otherwise would have had to rent someplace else to live. The other guy is not Chosser because he wasn't living there anyway. Like this, the Bala Bias, the guy at the ground floor, the ground floor owner, wasn't interested in rebuilding the place anyway. He himself has someplace else to live. So when this guy is coming and living in this newly rebuilt house, he's not losing anything from it. The owner of the ground floor.
He's not losing anything from it.
Because he himself has someplace to live, and he himself wasn't planning to build it.
Right.
So what are you saying, in other words? The guy spent, you know, the guy spent $100,000 on building the house. Meanwhile, though, he's been living there for a year, and you know, rent at, you know, $2,000 a month or whatever is, you know, for a year is going to come out. You don't say you deduct that. Evidently, Zenana Vizela Chosser is Chosser. This is the case of Zenana. The one who used to live in the attic is Nana. That name, he now has a place to live for rent. Well, why was the other guy losing?
Exactly.
When he pays for it.
No,
he's
not paid for it, but he built that house.
No. The Baal Haliyah. That's the point. The Baal Haliyah. Right. Is the one who's building the house.
Yeah.
Eventually, the Baal Habayis is going to repay him for that. He's going to repay him for the entire expense because everything that he built is eventually going to go to the Baal Habayis. That's not the point. The point is, when he gets paid, retroactively, he will have been Nana all this time because he gains, after he gets his expenses back, he's gaining that all this time he was living there rent-free. Bezella cost, so the other guy is not losing because he wasn't. We say he gives him Yitzhiyosa. We say that. No, because we only say Yitzhiyosa. We don't say Yitzhiyosa or Nakabos Torah or some such thing.
Just the cost of building.
Yeah. But he doesn't deduct from it the amount you were living here, all the time, and you owe me rent.
1 second. The cost of building a house is $100,000.
For the building one ground floor, not the second floor. Once Reuven, the ground floor guy, gives him the $100,000, fine, he's going to take the money and start building a second floor.
Okay. Cost of building the ground floor is $100,000.